you make both sides exponents for E, of course, then the E to the C as a multiplier, I'm just calling that our C1. Actually, it's plus or minus E to the C, but the plus or minus takes care of the absolute value, so we can say WY1 squared equals C1 times E to the negative P of X dx. Then you can divide both sides by W1 squared, and you have it solved for W. If you remember that W is U prime, then all we need to do is integrate this function, and we actually have solved for U.